Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is an audio look at the significance of hair. Might seem odd, but there is a constellation in the sky known as Coma Berenices, and it is the story of hair and the power and potency of hair, and the story of making a sacrifice of hair for the fulfillment of a desire for something that had been prayed for. And I'll share more about that story in a moment. So as we were beginning 2015, I felt inspired to do my own sacrifice of hair and to gift it. My hair was very long, so to gift the hair that I was having cut to Locks of Love. And for those who may not know, Locks of Love is a nonprofit organization that collects hair donations of real hair to make hair pieces for children who have been going through chemotherapy and have lost their hair. And to have real hair is a big deal. And so I actually made a donation to Locks of Love in 2004, 10 years earlier, around September, I believe, around the time of the equinox. And this is also when I really became much more aware of the story of Coma Berenices, who makes the hair sacrifice. And interestingly, that really launched me into a time I was probably going to go through these changes anyway, but I went through massive, massive life changes at that time. And as I was approaching my second Saturn return, I kept feeling that it would be really good to do that again, to release the old energy that can be held in our hair, and to let that go so that I can open to the new energy, the new forms that are coming in that are the potential and the possibility of the Saturn return, either the first or the second Saturn return, or really any Saturn cycle for that matter, when we're really recreating the form of our lives so that they work better for us, representing growth and maturation. So the sense of hair, I'm just going to give you a little background on why this can be so significant, because in many cultures, hair is seen as a symbol of dynamic life force energy. We have the story of Samson and Delilah, where Samson's hair was the source of his superhuman strength, and when his hair was cut, he lost that strength and that power. We have tantric traditions that say that when women are braiding and unbraiding their hair, it activates forces of creation and destruction. There are other mythic stories, such as Rapunzel's, the story of Rapunzel, who ultimately her hair becomes the link to the outside world. She is locked away in a tower, being kept by basically kept away from the rest of the world. And when the prince comes along and finds her there, his intent is to free her from the tower, and ultimately is discovered by the witch that's keeping her in the tower, and her hair is cut, and they are both cast out into the wilderness. Yet there's something about the power of hair, and in the story, Rapunzel's story, this really literally is the planet Venus, the planet Mars, and the witch is the moon. And there's a point in the Venus-Mars cycle where they come together in the evening sky. The crescent moon comes up and separates them, or one goes into the underworld and one follows into the underworld later. And then they later meet in the morning sky, which is the part of the story where the prince who's wandering in the wilderness comes across Rapunzel sometime later, who had been pregnant and had given birth to twins. And then when they find each other, her tears fall upon his eyes. He'd been blinded when he was thrown out the tower, fall upon his eyes, and he becomes able to see again. So this particular story also connects to the Venus-Mars cycle and has the imagery of hair And Rapunzel's hair was the way in and out of the tower. So you may remember the chant or the saying, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair so I may climb the golden stair." And so this is an amazing story about the power of hair. And it also, when Rapunzel's hair is cut, she ultimately is released from the tower, maybe not in the way she had imagined initially, and it may have taken a while for the to get to the happier ending, but it did happen after going into the underworld and having the underworld initiation. So there's that aspect of hair. The Hindus in the Hindu tradition, Kali, who symbolizes time, she also has black hair, and that also can symbolize the void and time and space. And so the idea of hair in some of the Native American cultures is that it has to do with where the thoughts travel from. Like the thoughts originate in our head, and then they travel down the hair, and then they live in the hair. These thoughts live in the hair. So the thoughts closer to the scalp are the new thoughts, and the longer the hair, the older the thoughts are. So by cutting the hair, you're actually cutting away the old thoughts, which is kind of a cool symbolism and imagery. Now, some traditions, you know, the Judaic tradition, the Christian tradition, the Muslim tradition, the Hindu tradition, all had ideas about hair, different ideas about hair. But the Hindus, the Muslims, and the and in the Judaic tradition, there were points where women were required to cover their hair. Actually, in the Christian tradition, I remember as a child going to church and having to wear a hat. It was a little bit different way of covering the hair. But part of this comes from the idea that the hair of women is so incredibly powerful that they need to cover it so that it doesn't affect the men, which is kind of an interesting thought. And, you know, so lots and lots of symbolism. Hair can be associated with our identity. It can be associated with a sense of security, a sense of protection. Our spiritual antenna, as some Native tribes have thought of hair as their spiritual antenna. And if we think about monks in certain traditions where they shave their heads, it's basically that they're really releasing any old energy. One, two, that it's a way of expressing humbleness and humility, because hair can be definitely connected to our identity. So, and there's also ways of looking at it as some traditions don't allow you to cut your hair because it's your connection to the divine, to the spiritual realm. I think there's a Judaic tradition that hair as an important way of navigating in the spiritual. And so one of the questions that could be asked is it helping you to navigate, or is it hindering you from navigation? And maybe that's due to whatever old energy is stuck in that hair, or is maybe being held in that hair. So there's so many different ways of looking at this, and, you know, different cultures and how they looked at it. So for me, what I was thinking was that I really wanted to let go and do something very symbolic, to let go of the old form of my life. Not that it's been bad, it's actually been really great, but I want to bring open to new energy coming in. And it felt like making a donation of my hair was a great way to do that, and to donate it to Locks of Love. So you'll see a picture too in the on the page that this is posted, showing what my hair looked like before and after the donation. And so this brings me to the story of Como Bernicis. And this constellation may have had other names, but this story really comes from the Greek. And Como Bernice, or Bernice actually, was the wife of Ptolemy III in Egypt. And Ptolemy had gone off to fight the Assyrians. And his beloved queen and wife Bernice feared for his life. And so she went to the temple to pray that her husband would be safe and victorious from this, and that she promised to sacrifice her hair to the goddess Venus, or to Venus or Aphrodite, the goddess of love, if he returned home safely. And this was actually advised to her by the oracle to do that. Now, the thing about Bernice is that she was renowned for her beautiful, long, golden tresses or amber-colored hair. Different stories have different ways of describing it. And that it was so beautiful. It was the pride of the entire kingdom of Egypt. And you know, this was a big deal for her to say that she would sacrifice her hair if he was delivered safely. So, of course, he is delivered safely, and immediately upon discovering that he's returned safely, she goes and she cuts her hair and takes it to the temple and makes an offering to the goddess Venus or Aphrodite. And when Ptolemy hears about this, he is really upset because he just loved her hair so much. And so he wants to go and look at it in the temple. And when he gets there, the hair is no longer there. The priests, somebody had stolen it, and the king was just furious, and he was ready to have the priests executed as a result. But there was a court astrologer, very quick thinking, and he said to the king not to blame the priests, because it wasn't their fault, and that if he was willing to come back at dark, then he would show Ptolemy where Bernice's hair was in the skies, because the gods had been so impressed with the sacrifice that they had taken her hair and placed it in the sky. So he comes back that night, and the court astrologer shows him where the hair is in the sky, and this is the constellation Coma Berenices, which actually does look like hair. And in fact, prior to this story, it was considered to be the tuft or the tail of the lion constellation, that also is like hair streaming down. Anyway, so Ptolemy is delighted that his wife's sacrifice was so honored by the gods, and everybody was safe, and all ended well. And so this was a great way for his wife to be honored for the beauty of her hair, interestingly. So the other thing to know about this particular constellation is that currently, at this particular time, the September equinox, when the sun rises at zero Libra, is located in the area of the sky where this constellation is. Now, it's not right on the ecliptic, it's above the ecliptic, but this constellation, Coma Berenices, points to the North Galactic Pole, and one of the places where we're looking out beyond our galaxy to star, you know, to places that are off beyond our galaxy, and is something that can only happen every 26,000 years. Currently, the solstices are on the galactic crosses, and the equinoxes are on the galactic poles. So this makes this even more interesting and more important. And this was not something I was aware of when I did the first sacrifice of hair back in 2004. It was something I became more aware of as I became interested in learning more about what the symbolism of hair is about. It was sort of a spontaneous, in the moment kind of decision to do this, because my youngest son was in going to donate his hair to Locks of Love, and as I was driving him to the place that we were going to have that done, I decided that I would join him in that process. And so that inspired me to then look more deeply into this whole thing. And it was pretty amazing. So something just to complete this idea with is that there's really no right or wrong way to be with your own hair. You know, it may be, it's a sense of identity for you. It may be a sense of security. It may be a sense of challenge for you. Who knows? I mean, it's like, what is that about? And because it is an external expression of who we are. It is interesting to consider what attachments you may have to your being your hair being the way it is, or is, you know, what you would like or what you might be willing to change about that. And if you feel inspired, you might want to cut some of your hair and give it to the earth as an offering, not necessarily do a locks of love donation, but you could also do that if that's something that you have at least 10 inches of hair to donate, because that's what it takes to make that donation. They don't take anything less than 10 inches. So I'm hoping that by sharing this story, it will inspire you to see your hair in a new way and to find inspiration, and find other ways that we can give of ourselves. If we can give of our hair, that's great. And if we have other ways, because this isn't just about giving our hair to a cause like Locks of Love or to the earth or to some other, you know, possibility that I haven't considered here, but it is about all the ways we can give of our talents and our gifts from our heart that bless the lives of others and that help us to live more fulfilling and joyful lives as a result. And so to wrap this up, I'm just going to say that it reminds me of the saying, you get what you give.